Under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to the persons testifying. So please be advised that this board takes perjury very seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authorities for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. So accordingly, appellants and the issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents that are introduced here as evidence can be excluded from the public. This is how we're going to proceed. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements, just a few sentences, indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. First, the issuing authority goes, and then the appellant goes. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. Now, you may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party can cross-examine that witness. The board can also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all the testimony, the issuing authority, and then the appellant, can make brief closing statements. The decision of the board is by majority vote of the members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. So accordingly, all tie votes go to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme, as codified in Connecticut General Statute Sections 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court rulings, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all the appellants that are here appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, and will simply address each one simply by their title, appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title, the appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court rulings, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to the matters subject to erasure, pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or the personal recollection of underlying events. And lastly, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway and do that so as not to disturb the proceedings. A few final notes. Under Connecticut law, if certain convictions are on an appellant's record, for those convictions, they have not yet received a pardon, this board does not have the legal authority to grant or reinstate the permit. So you may hear some of that today when you come up to testify. Also, if you move out of the town from which you have filed your appeal, likewise, we don't have the authority to grant your permit. Okay. Do we have a quorum? Yes, we do. Okay, so I will now take a roll call of the board. We're here. Dr. Conrad. Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Overturf?
Present.
Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Present.
And myself, I'm here. Ms. Johnson is not here today. So. Okay, so now we will call the roll of the cases. If you are here, we'll go by number. Does anyone not know their case number? Okay, please come up and see Nancy, and she'll give you your case number, because we don't use names, we use case numbers. Okay, everybody has their case number. So here we go. Case number one is case number 23-575. Is the issuing authority here?
Yep, you can just sit here. Okay, we'll just check it.
Okay. Case number two, 23-430. Issuing authority and the appellant. Okay. case number 323-376. Is the appellant here?
Yes.
He is, okay. Case number 423-366.
Issuing authority.
And the appellant, okay. Case number 523-129.
Appellant, issuing authority.
Case number 623-411. Issuing authority. Issuing. Is the appellant here?
He's not.
Not yet, then. Case number 723-414.
Issuing authority.
The appellant here?
The appellant did not show.
And case number 823-417.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Okay, so now everyone testifying today, would you please stand with your left against the oath? Okay, please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or under penalties of perjury?
I do.
Thank you.